Views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. It's Tuesday. Linda's on assignment. 605-4567 is our phone number. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. And you can hop into our chat room this morning. Open line today. One of my guests fell out. And so we're having open line today. And today, of course, the 23rd of March and 7:05 in the morning. The news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community, courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center, healing starts there. And Ashlyn's at the helm.
I also go by Ashley.
Ashlyn's my granddaughter, and I call her Ashley sometimes. And then there is, who else? There's another lady I know whose daughter's name is Ashlyn.
Too. Okay. Well, I also go by Lee, if that makes you
makes it easier. Ashley's okay. Well, I'll go Ashley Lee. How about, hey, you?
Yep.
You behind the secret curtain.
Start talking about weather now. We are looking at 48 degrees out at the airport right now with a wind advisory this morning. I had to have two hands on the steering wheel all the way in from the house. So that means winds up to 40 miles per hour with a hearty northeast wind about 15 to 20 miles per hour. That is keeping our overnight lows a little bit warmer, around 48 currently, with a high of 67 today. So it should be just about perfect. We are warming up a little bit tomorrow at 73. Great day for picnics on Thursday as well, and then we are losing all of the clouds in the sky starting Friday and Saturday, but our highs will be a little bit warmer, almost 80 by Saturday.
Ooh, 80 by Saturday.
And most importantly, happy National Puppy Day.
It's National Puppy Day, and here we are, bereft of puppies.
Right?
Though I did see where they arrested that guy for the meth and the heroin and all this kind of stuff. He had 30 dogs on his property, many puppies.
Yes.
And from what I understand, the puppies were taken to
Haven?
Haven, who then, because they were so young, they were taken to, I think, just Second Chance. Second Chance took, I think,
to
took the puppies to keep them, yeah, to foster them and to keep them healthy and all this.
Mm.
So at some point, there's going to be a number of puppies up for adoption. And it looked like anywhere from like a Shepherd Crosses to, of course, your Pitties.
Mm-hmm.
But they were so cute.
Yeah.
Every puppy's cute. How can you not love a puppy?
Right?
Yeah. I mean, how can you, and they smell, that puppy smell, and they lick your, Yeah.
I personally, I like old dogs because I'm not like a runner. I'm not a terribly active person. I just want someone to sort of have his head on my lap while I'm reading a book or, you know, keep my toes warm, that kind of thing. I love older dogs. So everyone else out there can have the cute puppies and run around and have them tear up the house. But
yeah, but, you know, as they age, they have, you know, that was the one thing about Elk Killer. The way she looked, she never, you know, because of her color of her fur, and never, you know, she didn't get a gray muzzle, and she just always looked the same. She always looked like that, kind of that, I mean, from the time, except for getting bigger from a puppy, and then, but once she reached her growth, she never, her looks never changed, which was kind of why it was a little, you know, at the end there, it was kind of tough. It wasn't like that she had, you know, then, of course, then she was starting to fail, but the, she looked the same.
How old was she?
12. So, you know, 12 years. And we thought, you know, I would have loved to have had 15, but when you buy a, when you get a puppy, depending on the breed, you know you've only got them for a certain length of time.
Yeah.
You know, the, you know, like, larger dogs live less. I saw Ryan Sibilow, who is an author, and, well, he's a writer for the Sac Bee, but he's also a hunter. And he's got himself a new Chesapeake retriever. And he says, I just know that in 10 years, in about 10 to 11 years, I'll have to put this dog down. And, you know, but you, if you, but how do you keep yourself from giving all this love, or trying, at least returning love that the dog gives you? You know, this unconditional love when they see you It's like, this is the best thing that ever happened to them. Oh, my God. And then you walk out of the house for 10 minutes, come back. Oh, my God, this is the best thing that's ever happened to me. Here I am.
Yep.
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't, excuse me, it doesn't make any difference whether it's 30 minutes or 3 days or 6 months or somebody. You know, you see these things where military deploys and they come back and the dog sees them. After that, and then just, you know, then they both are rolling around on the ground and these things. Yep. So National Puppy Day, but that's not all.
Yes, we're also looking at 3D Day, American Diabetes Association Alert Day, Chia Day. One that I'm definitely going to celebrate is Chips and Dip Day.
Chips and Dip Day?
We've got a bunch of different holidays today.
Oh, wow.
Education and Sharing Day, Melba Toast, which I'm going to have to look up.
Melba, okay, I'll tell you what Melba toast is. It's a very hard, it's almost like a, think of it as a thin slice of bread, but very, but baked, and it's very tough on your teeth, Melba toast. I think they give it
enjoyable.
To kids. I'm not sure, but I think they gave it to babies to teeth on, because, the more, you know, it would get softer as they were teething off on it, but... Yeah, look it up. Make sure I'm right on that. I can't believe I could be wrong, but hey.
It happened once.
Well, it really didn't because I thought I was wrong, but that meant I was wrong. And it turned out I was right. No. Anybody that's around me knows that I'm just glad people don't have one of those big whiteboards. Oh, Carl made another mistake, and so everybody could see it. It's like the cough board. You know, when this COVID first started, there was places that put a cough board up. And every time somebody coughed, they'd mark it down. Yeah, you'd get one cough, two cough. This one one lady had 23 coughs. And you might want to stay away from her during that day.
Oh, boy.
Can you believe that? Keeping a cough board. On the other hand, it could have just been a joke. Okay, open line today. Lots of things. You know, there are so many things happening. Today is the Board of Supervisors Day. And somebody needs to call me and explain to me with... the business is being open. The rodeo's happening. The Red Bluff Roundup happening. Unfortunately, we lost the Boys of Summer. Co-45s. Because of the rules for the NCAA. Just made it almost impossible to have, you know, because, you know, the kids come here and they stay with families and then all the rules they had. It just, you know, it just made it almost impossible. And you know that's killing Rick Pacetti. I mean, when he made the announcement last year, tears in his eyes. I mean, this baseball has been a part of his life since he was like 9 years old.
Mm.
And every year, every summer, he was associated with it, with coaching, either playing or coaching. Then he had the Co-45s, and he's done so much down there at South City Park to bring it back under control, to put on a quality baseball game where families could come out and be safe, you know, inexpensive, and people loved it. You know, people really, really enjoyed it. And, of course, you know, we broadcast every game, so we could share that love with our community and people throughout the United States, that the kids that play on these teams come from all over, so they could hear them play. They didn't every game. As long as they were in Reading. If they went someplace else, that was, you know, they were on their own then. So many things happening, though, around here, including starting this morning when I'm driving up and we've got police cars, we've got community service, we got ambulances and everything out in front down here on the corner of Tehama and Market Street here. It appears that there was a traffic accident, but they were helping somebody up.
So I managed to pull up right when the fire was pulling out of that building, which is across the street.
Yeah.
And they just pulled up and went the quarter of a block and then turned the corner and parked here. There was somebody on the ground. It looked like they were hugging themselves. At that point, right in front of Kobe, right there, and then somebody else standing nearby.
I think somebody was hit, and because I saw him walking when I went down there, I saw two of the EMTs walking a guy down toward the fire station, maybe for further treatment. But the Yeah, that's one way to start your morning off.
There you go.
There you go.
And
okay.
For the record, Melba toast is good for older babies who have already been introduced to finger foods.
There you go. And they can chew on it. And
yep.
It helps their teeth.
According to Google.
And they're like little round pieces of bread.
Hmm.
Almost like a cracker, except they're bread, but very, very well baked. Bread.
Yeah, the recipes I'm seeing online say they're good for dipping into stuff, soups and purees and that kind of thing.
No, but toast and babies. Hey, we're going to be talking about the electric cars today. We're also going to be talking about the grid system and Biden's new $3 trillion plan for infrastructure. But it's much more than infrastructure, as you can possibly imagine. The Washington Post, actually, one of the writers actually had the gall to mention something that the Biden administration hasn't done, and was attacked by her other liberal friends. But she, as it turns out, though, she was right the whole time. So all these things, we're going to talk about this and anything else you want to talk about today. 7:16 in the morning, this portion of the show is thinking about purchasing an electric car. Reading Electric Utility has rebates available that can help offset the cost of your vehicle and charging station. Visit cityofreading.org/EV for more information about local, state, and federal rebates available. Probably even more if Uncle Joe gets his way. Here. 7:16 in the morning. We'll be right back.
Tired of listening to people who are angry all the time?
Try listening to Armstrong and Getty from 9 to noon right after Free Fire Radio.
Hi, this is Senior Chief Rob Burrows with the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, and I am your host every Saturday morning from 9 to 11 with Battlefield Expressions. Battlefield Expressions is where we talk about veterans issues, advocacy for our community, and those in our community who help support our veterans. Once again, join me every Saturday morning from 9 to 11, Battlefield Expressions on KCNR 96.5 at 1460 AM.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Orchard Nutrition Center, your local neighborhood health food store. We are dedicated to the healthy lifestyle, and we strive for a high standard to carry organic, GMO-free, and clean, healthy products.
Because you are worth it.
Because you are worth it.
Because you are worth it.
We have certified nutritionists on staff that take pride in helping you. Supporting local, we are all in it together. Orchard Nutrition Center, Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere Ag and Turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
KCNR, 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at kcnr1460.com. Tune in to Mark Levin, Dave Ramsey, and Ben Shapiro. Plus, don't miss our local shows, including Free Fire Radio on KCNR.
From the Pacific Justice Institute, this is The Legal Edge.
John Adams said, quote, "Our Constitution was made only for a moral and religious people." As more Americans are identifying as atheists or no religious affiliation, it is not surprising that our morals and religious restraints have eroded from our founding Judeo-Christian principles.
Learn more about our ministry and get exclusive email updates by registering for The Legal Insider at pji.org.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at kcnr1460.com.
Yeah, good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl Linda Bott. Linda's on assignment this morning. 605-4567 is our phone number. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com, and that's where you can get into our chat room, like Pondering Creation, Jimmy, several others, New Blood, and a couple others that are in there right now. Hop in for comments or just give us a call. It's 46 degrees out there, and the weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas Propane is a veteran-owned business out of Anderson that has won awards for hiring veterans down at their facilities there. They give discounts to seniors and veterans. You can give them a call at 365-3793. I talked about a couple of weeks ago about a man that's been in the county jail here in Shasta for 7 years and never been to trial, never completed a trial. Let me put it this way. Well, they just found that he was incompetent to stand trial. So now I imagine they're going to probably put him in a different type of facility until he is deemed competent to stand trial. He accidentally, he says, killed his best friend when he thought he was a burglar. So 7 years ago. So he's been in jail that long. They also just made the announcement at the Zog fire of, you know, in September 2020 last year. It killed four people, destroyed over 204 buildings, 56,000 acres. It appears a pine tree, a gray pine, that they used to call digger pines, but pine, a gray pine, fell against the PG&E power lines and started the fire. Well, it appears that, I guess if it was Sue, I could say allegedly, the tree had been identified, and this is part of the investigation is what they found. The tree had been identified in 2018 as having to be removed, but they did not do that. Did not do that. So
there is so many. I have.
There's already two lawsuits out there, so I imagine a couple more will be jumping in there. President Biden, after getting his almost $2 trillion package on COVID, I should say COVID and associated and non-associated pork programs that were added to the COVID package, since only $9 billion of it goes to COVID. The rest of it goes to other things, you know, money to states that had bailed them out. They bailed out of problems. It just $2 trillion, $5,000 per every U.S. citizen. Well, now he's looking at, President Biden is looking at a $3 trillion package, okay? Now, this is for infrastructure, which would include roughly $1 trillion for roads, bridges, rail lines, hopefully not the high-speed rail, but probably, electrical vehicle charging stations in the cellular network, among other items. Okay. The goal would be to facilitate the shift to cleaner energy while improving economic competitiveness. Okay. I could see that it's probably going to cost that to try and fix all the roads and all the bridges and airports. And if you're getting into the, getting into rural areas having the internet, yeah, I'm okay with that. Except it's $1 trillion. How do you pay for that? But where that means $2 trillion, if you just go by what their numbers are, would include investments in workers with free community college, universal pre-kindergarten, and paid family leave. And no part of the proposal has been finalized in eventual details. Now, it's been circulating on Capitol Hill for weeks since the start of the Biden presidency. The proposals are expected to draw support from both the House and the Senate, since they own the House, and it's a tie in the Senate on this. Pelosi said the goal is to build swiftly on the coronavirus rescue plan by developing an economic relief plan to help people in every zip code by creating good-paying jobs for the future. I keep looking over at you, Ashley, because you're the one that's going to be paying for this.
Yeah.
Joe's never going to see it. I mean, he's 78 years old, you know. You know, no, I'm not hoping anything happens to Joe, but if you just look, you know, maybe in another 10 years, you know, Joe may not be with us, and I may not be with us in another 10 years. However, I'm planning on it. So I should start saving money right now to be able to help pay for this $3 trillion package. Now, so the administration is positioning its priorities at a politically and fiscally sensitive time, you might think, after the almost $2 trillion relief package. And they, after funding that package entirely with debt, you know, that means they didn't have any money for it. So they were just selling our kids down the stream there. Estimates the spending could push growth this year to 6.5%. And additional spending would only add pressure to the economy, already expecting to run hot. Well, he's going to do this. He proposed higher corporate taxes and increases on people making more than $400,000 annually, effectively undoing much of the 2017 tax cuts by his predecessor, Donald Trump. And the White House said Biden's been clear. He has been. That's what he said he was going to do. Just like when Trump said he was going to do things, close the border, he's going to do all these things, and he did it. Now, here's the thing, though, is it's not clear if that $400,000 is like set in stone, because I've seen it go all the way down to people that make $200,000 or more. You know, and that could be two people living in San Francisco, two cops, you know, people from all over, so their taxes are going to go up. And if the taxes go up on business, which is what he is saying, if the taxes are going up on business, because Trump dropped the tax, dropped our tax on businesses, so we were no longer the highest in the world. Yes, we were the highest in the world, which caused a lot of companies to go offshore, which cost us jobs, cost us money, billions and billions, maybe even trillions of dollars. So he's going to raise that. It'll be interesting to see how much he's going to raise it. Is it going to be like a couple of percentage points, or is he going to take it back all the way up to, oh, we're going to make them pay 30%, which at that point it will kill jobs, and you won't have to worry about paying taxes because you'll be unemployed. But that's okay, because they'll come up with another Save the Worker package that pays you $400 a week to not work. You know, if you remember, it was at $600 a week above and beyond your regular unemployment payments you got to not work. And we're reaping the benefits of that one. So that ended, but now it's $400 a week, I understand. I've never taken unemployment, so I'm not sure.
There's so much confusion in the tax world right now. My mother is a bookkeeper, and she does a fair amount of tax preparation and such for her company. And there is so much confusion in the world right now that they had to extend the deadline an extra month because national and state are disagreeing on if we tax unemployment for the COVID relief. And tax preparers are going, yes, we have a month until it would normally come in, until we would normally have to file, but we don't have the answers to these questions. The government isn't giving us the answer to these questions of how much people should be taxed last year for their income, because some of it was COVID relief. Are saying yes, some are saying no. It's going back and forth. The government is making things extra difficult for people to even pay their taxes right now.
Well, you know, I have Rick and Lori going as our CPAs. They've been our CPAs since we started the station. And they have kept us afloat, not afloat, but they've kept us abreast of everything that's going on. I've never seen two harder working people or that know more about the tax, about doing taxes, business taxes and the personal. They do our business and our personal taxes. And the thing about it is, you're right, there's so many changes all the time. I haven't even filed my personal income tax. And I've got everything in this envelope, big envelope, that sits beside my desk, and I think probably this week I'll go down and hand it off to them, so then they can tell me that I need to get more paperwork. That Carl, where's this? You've given it to us for 10 years in a row, and you didn't give it to us this year, and I'd go, oh, You're right. So I'd have to go back to everything and find it. This thing about sending stuff, I get a lot of stuff via email, you know, on, you know, like for W-2s and stuff from the government and all this that I have to download. But there's others that sneak in there, you know, like interest. You know, you pay on different things that you get to write off. And so I hope I've got everything in there. I'll probably go through it again today. And what I do is, and they're such nice people, they're close personal friends, is I hand it to them. They nod their heads at me. Lori pats my hand, and she says, I'll get back to you. Yeah, that's usually the way it is. Okay, we're going to take a quick break, and I didn't get in. That was the infrastructure. I want to get into, after that, what happened in Colorado. Another shooting in Colorado, or another shooting in the United States, another number of people killed, and what we know about it up to now. But we'll be right back after these messages. This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. They are certified by the Joint Commission as an advanced primary stroke facility. That means their experts can provide preventative care and screening of high-risk patients, working together to provide high-quality care throughout the hospitalization if somebody does have a stroke, and to discharge. Shasta Regional Medical Center. They have so many things over there that they're doing, so many things that help communities. Some things, you know, they call them, when you talk about miracles of medicine, they have them over there, a large quantity of the miracles of medicine that you hear about, how to replace a valve in your heart without even and getting you home the next day. Imagine that, replacing a valve in your heart that you're up that afternoon and going home the next day without opening your chest and keeping you in the hospital for 4 or 5 days. Shasta Regional Medical Center, healing starts there. We'll be right back.
Money, it's a crime. Sheriff said, don't take a slice of my pie. Money.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to a North State with no more homeless pets.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide 3 delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
Sometimes you have to go away to get away to relax. Enjoy an affordable staycation experience at Wind River Resort and Casino. Standard rooms only $89 a night, Sunday through Thursday. Call or book online now, 1-800-280-UWIN or windriver.com. Offering mobile check-in and check-out, valid through March 20th.
Must have a River Club card. Some restrictions apply.
Use promo code WINTER21. Join us for a safe and comfortable stay at Wind River Resort and Casino.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time is coming for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
a jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Turtle Bay Annual Auction is going virtual. Now everyone can take part in bidding on exciting items and supporting Turtle Bay. Bidding begins March 11th. Tune in for the live virtual watch party March 20th on Facebook Live or YouTube. Go to turtlebay.org and click the online auction banner to register and learn more.
And now back to our show.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. 605-4567 is our phone number. It's open line. You can hop in there. Or you got some things you want to chat about in the chat room, just jump in at KCNR1460.com. Today, the 23rd of March, it's 7:36 in the morning. About, what's the temperature out there, Ashley?
I believe we're around 50.
And it's going to be a beautiful day.
Yeah, we are looking at sun and mostly clear skies right now, but breezy. We are under a wind advisory right now, so two hands on the steering wheel on your way into work.
And if you're pulling a trailer, you might want to keep that in mind. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at River Common Senior Living, not an assisted living facility. It's for active seniors here. Gourmet chefs, activity directors, you can participate as much as you want or not. Anything up to a 2-bedroom place in there. They are very pet friendly, so you can bring your little pets with you. Everything there is at River Commons. Give Brian a call at 238-5981. Northern California's premier retirement community. Worry less, smile more at River Commons Senior Living. Okay. I want to talk about this shooting in Boulder, Colorado. This is the second shooting we've had in 2 weeks. This person, I assume he's a person, shot
barely.
Killed 10 people in Boulder outside a store. Some people killed right outside the store, and then people inside the store, including a police officer who responded to it. Father of seven was killed by this guy. He's still alive. In fact, they showed somebody walking out with his hand handcuffed, and he's bleeding from his leg. Another tragedy like this. And you know what I'm starting to discover is they aren't putting these people's names in the news releases. Finally, you don't know who they are.
They're
not making this big thing about, like, this guy, Armstrong and Getty that follows us. They've been screaming about that for years. Why are you even giving these people's names to the public? There's no reason for it to happen. We never give a name. We never, you know, we can talk about it, we will talk about it, but we will not mention names of a person who does something like this. They may want to, who knows why this person did it. At least in Atlanta, Georgia, we know why the guy did it, at least according to him. And they can't find anything in there that's going to make it a hate crime. This guy's just a wacko that goes in and kills people in a massage parlor, two massage parlors, and then gets caught by the cops, by the police. Again, police doing their job with part of the, they must be the ones that weren't defunded when they did their job and captured this guy. And he's just, he just wanted to eliminate the places that would feed his sex addiction. I can't put myself in his place. You know, you can see people that you can almost understand, you know, that they did something, you know, like if you're a terrorist, I mean, if you're a full blown, like we had down in Southern California, those two people, Islamic terrorists that go in and start shooting people they've worked with for years, but they were terrorists. You know, they did this for whatever weird reason they believed in their, either their religion or whatever, in, you know, their misguided, thoughts on the religion.
See, in my understanding, religion of any kind is an excuse at best. There's something wrong.
Oh no, there's something wrong there.
It's like, I don't blame a religion for the acts
of
its people.
You know, you can say, "Oh, the Islamic religion is one of death and destruction," and I can show you 1,000 instances where it's not like that. However, there are people that will use that exactly like that. They'll use that, or they'll use it as a, they'll use that, well, we've got to strike back at the government, so let's blow up the IRS building, but let's also kill all these children and innocent people that were in there too, like Timothy McVeigh did. Well, Timothy McVeigh was caught and is no longer with us. They put him to death quickly. And I'm wondering if something like when somebody does something like this, has his trial, and then after the trial and they find him guilty, they have 6 months. And on the first day after the 6 months, they take him and execute him or her. It doesn't happen. It rarely happens anymore. If he shot these people in Colorado, does Colorado even have the death penalty? If he did it in Texas, he'd be dead in a year. They let it run through the courts. And you know, in the aspect of it is too, is there something mentally wrong? There's got to be something missing. Okay, I mean, I have known people in my life that have killed a lot of people. That was our job, and they weren't like that.
No.
They were not like that. They were doing a job in combat. They were fighting against an enemy that was trying to kill us. And we were in the more efficient you are at killing your enemies, that means your boys and girls or your men and women come home. And you do it as efficiently as you can. And without, you know, without being a crazed, let's just kill everybody in this village type thing. No, that's not the way it's done. That's not the way it's done. And then you get people like this that go into Boulder, to a store in Boulder, Colorado, with a rifle, and you start shooting people. And it's a total different mindset.
Yes.
What takes them to that point? And then after you find that out, you make sure it doesn't ever go any further in DNA or anything else like that. I don't even know. Well, you can't eradicate the DNA. That would be everybody in the circles around him. But again, there's two gun bills in Congress right now. You just know they're going to be running for it. But you're going to probably find that probably. And again, I have no idea of knowing this, my friends. But you're probably going to find that the guy in Atlanta, he bought that gun that day. He went through a background check. So there was no reason not to sell it to him. And then he went out and started shooting. I don't know about this guy in Colorado. But I think of the other millions of guns that were bought in this last year. Millions of guns. Over 7 million at one point. That they didn't go out and shoot people. They didn't use it. They did not go out to shoot people with it. So if, you know, so these gun bills coming up, you have to, you know, you have to remind yourself that the vast, 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 vast majority of people that buy a gun do not go out and kill other people with it. People that have a gun for self-defense in probably 90% of the cases never once ever have to use that gun. And probably in 98% of the cases, never have to shoot that gun. You know, sometimes the presence of a gun is enough to stop somebody from hitting you with a baseball bat. So, anyway, it was a terrible tragedy, and our, the policeman that got to the place first and entered and was killed, our hearts go out to he and his family. Okay, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, I want to talk about the Washington Post. Actually said something kind of negative about the Biden administration. I know it's hard to believe. And then what happened to that reporter after she said this? And this portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over at Pro Rehab Physical Therapy and Sports Performance over on Eureka Way, 3673 Eureka Way. Kevin Elo and Rachel Lang are there to get you back into action, get you back into shape. Kevin has worked on the pro football combines, the U.S. Olympic teams. The guy's got a lot of experience on sports injuries or keeping you in tip-top condition to participate in sports, in any type of sport. They're going to get you there. They're going to take care of you. They're going to get you back in shape so you can enjoy your life again. Give them a call at 533-5030. That's 533-5030 today. We'll be right back.
There's a man going around taking names, and he decides who to free and who to blame. Everybody won't be treated all the same. There'll be a golden ladder reaching down when the man comes around.
Look, staying healthy isn't easy. Watching your diet, hitting the gym, avoiding stress. But a good night's rest helps boost your overall health and wellness. And it couldn't be easier. The new Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed is the only bed that effortlessly adjusts and responds to both of you. The result? You wake up ready for anything. Proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. And now the new Queen Sleep Number 360 C4 Smart Bed is only $14.99, plus special financing, only for a limited time. Special financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
Some things in life you can just rely on. Like the comfy fit of a favorite pair of jeans and the tried and true performance of a new home comfort system from Rood. So here's to reliability built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance Heating and Air today at 530-221-2642.
You don't have to be a Native American to access quality health care. Radiant Rancheria's Churn Creek Healthcare and Central Valley Healthcare are open to anyone with Medicare, Medi-Cal, or Partnership Health. Our health system never charges co-pays, deductibles, share of costs, or even a sliding fee scale. Patients never have to pay to access quality, compassionate healthcare. Radiant Rancheria Tribal Health System, changing how healthcare is delivered. Call us today to schedule an appointment.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
North State Now is a magazine formatted show at 6 p.m. every Thursday night. The first Thursday is yours truly, Linda Bott, featuring what's going on in our town. The second Thursday is hosted by Michelle Slade, featuring heroes of the North State. The third Thursday is hosted by none other than James Masada and Rhonda Alvey from Enjoy the Magazine and Enjoy the Store. Our newest edition is the fourth Thursday of the month, Women of Vision. That's North State Now, Thursday at 6 p.m. Also streaming on KCNR1460.com.
A building that's meant to last is not built overnight. And for centuries, the cornerstone has been crucial to guide each brick and wall that comes after. A strong community relies on many cornerstones. So at Cornerstone Community Bank, we've taken our name to heart. Whether it's your business or your family, we'll provide the financial cornerstone that you need to build on. We're local. We're community. We're your cornerstone. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Got something stuck in your craw? Give us a call, 605-4567.
Stop, children, what's that sound? Everybody look.
Welcome back to Pink Fire Radio. Here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Phone lines here, 605-4567. It's open line day today. So all you people that are, you know what, they've got things to say. Chat room. Yeah, I love our chat room. We are going to have the parade, as my producer found. And I said, I don't know if we're going to have the parade. Somebody had asked a question. I know we have the, I am almost 90% sure we have the United States Marine Corps Mounted Color Guard wants to come back up here again. And that's great for the rodeo and the parade and the other things they do. Asphalt Cowboys, I think, said they're going to do the pancake breakfast. And they're going to do it right down here in this new opened Market Street down here. Won't that be great?
Mm-hmm.
That means we don't have very far to move our stuff, Ashley.
Yep, that'll be super helpful.
And if we forget anything, we can just, you know, and if we don't have electricity, we'll just run I've got extension cords to go all the way back here. Or I'm sure somebody's got, you know what, I know people who have got these battery things that'll last for 2 hours if we have to plug in that way. So that's happening. Anyway, this portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, the only full-service jewelry store in Redding, and absolutely fabulous people there. Great selection of jewelry, very fair prices. They've got a lot of estate jewelry, you know, some Native American jewelry, of course, and then just your regular regular jewelry of any kind you can imagine. And if you're looking for a special kind, they will design it and build it for you. You were just down there.
Yes. So about a year ago, I had them build a custom piece for me, and it was fantastic, and I very much appreciate it.
I didn't know that you had them build a custom piece.
Yeah.
For you. I know they make beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
It was very odd and obscure because it was a reference to a book. So it was something they'd never seen before, but they were super professional about getting all of that done. I have a necklace that I wear every day, and I've been wearing it every day since I got it in, like, around graduation of high school. The chain has chewed through the top. She called it a bale, which I guess is the name for it. But the top where the chain connects to the pendant. And so I brought it down to them, and, like, this is something that's very precious to me. I go knock on the door, and it turns out I'm 10 minutes before they open. But they still let me in because I have to head off to work. And I give it to them. I know it was just completely run-of-the-mill day for them, but it was a very pleasant experience for me to just be able to trust them with this thing that's important to me. And they're like, oh, yeah, we know exactly how to do that. We'll have it back to you in a week, blah, blah, blah. And so it was a very nice.
They're nice people.
Yeah.
Henry and Rebecca are very nice people down there. Yeah. Well, I'm good. Well, thanks. I know that Sheriff McGrinney has a warm spot in his heart for them. On a present he got for his wife. At the same time, I was in there, but I couldn't say anything to Linda because it was a surprise. And she heard I was, well, why were you in there in Four Winds Jewelry? And I would go, I would have to not tell the truth. And
I was getting myself an earring. Why do you ask?
Yeah, I was going to have my ears pierced. Hey, chat room, before I get into the WAPO story, the chat room is alive and well. Okay, the Board of Supervisors meeting today at 9 a.m. They're going to discuss going off the state COVID tier system and in a second amendment resolution written by the county. I can tell you I researched that one. About the Second Amendment resolution. And I could be wrong, and somebody's going to be out there and be more than happy to help me find the right facts, as you all have done in the chat room here today. But the going off the tiers is a big thing. That to say, hey, look, we're going to open up like this. You know, our rates are down. Our intensive care units are empty. You know, the ICUs are empty. of COVID patients. And this is going to be a big meeting today. But here's my question. If they do that and they take us off the tiers, what is there left to yell at them about? I'm not sure. The Second Amendment resolution, it's written by the local gun owners of Gun Owners of California. It may not be Gun Owners of California, but it's something like that. It was written by the local one here, and then the state one's taking a look at it. So I'm not sure what's going to happen with that. The other thing is that they are the Asphalt Cowboys have announced the 2021 Reading Rodeo parade theme. So that sounds like we're going to have the parade, and let's hope so. Then somebody, and Jimmy says that they're talking taxes, about raising taxes on people making more than $200,000 a year. And $400,000 per household, somebody says it's $300,000. I'm sure it's going to be a moving target, my friends. And then there's the thought that all these mass shootings over the last 2 weeks would have anything to do with the Biden administration and gun control bills. I would like to think it doesn't. I think it's just that part of the that part of people being crazy that I can't imagine that any government would want people to be killed to pass a gun control bill that probably won't pass anyway. Let's go to the phones. Chris, good morning.
Good morning, Carl. I thought I'd just inform you on a little interesting conversation I had yesterday at the gym with a gentleman. And I introduced myself when we were talking. He was very, very polite. So the first thing I said is, you're not from California, are you? He said, no, I'm from Texas. I said, yeah, Texas are always pretty polite. Anyhow, he and his wife are corporate trainers for Chick-fil-A.
Whoa.
They go to the openings and train all the staff and the management and so forth on the company and how to do things and training and all the HR stuff. So I asked him, I go, what do you think of Reading? He goes, you know, this is a beautiful city because I don't understand the problem with the homeless. And I said, well, you guys have Austin. He goes, yeah, but Austin's a cesspool. He said, the only thing that compares to Austin is San Francisco as far as the vagrancy and all the, you know, we know what goes on down there. But he goes, you want to know what? He goes, we're all over the country. He goes, on a per capita basis, he goes, this is the worst place we've ever been.
Really?
Yep.
Talking about the homeless, huh?
About the homeless and all that stuff. And then he also said, this Chick-fil-A has broken all the records as far as the opening. I said, yeah, we had the same thing happen here with the Kentucky Fried Chicken and when Walmart and Anderson, we broke all the records. So he asked me, he goes, what do you think the daily receipts are averaging at this Chick-fil-A? I said, I have no clue. $65,000 a day.
Wow.
Broke all the records.
Well, did
I just... On a per capita basis, this is the worst city they've ever been as far as homeless and all this stuff. He goes, I don't feel safe here.
Really?
Yep. He goes, and I'm from Texas.
Well, where's he? He doesn't feel safe here in Reading. Isn't that funny?
No, as far as going downtown and walking around or looking around in places, just doing window shopping and things like that, he goes, I don't feel safe here.
Gosh. We have a homeless problem, but it's to no extent that I've seen in other cities here in California. Obviously not as bad as Seattle and Portland and these places. And as you mentioned, Austin, you're absolutely right. Austin is awash.
Yeah, he said it's successful.
Yeah, and then I heard Houston is having a lot of problems also. I think that maybe it's because he sees this town that is growing and it's such a nice place. And then you see the homeless.
He loved it. He goes, this is one of the most beautiful cities I've ever been. I said, would you ever move here? And he said, no.
Wow.
He and his wife, like I said, he and his wife both work for Chick-fil-A Corporate.
Well, why would somebody move to California, period?
But that's exactly what I said. I go, you could make it in California anyway with the tax structure and the way we're regulated. And he goes, I understand that most of the things that are going on here are out of your control. I said, you're right. It's all coming out of Sacramento. We have no control over some of this stuff.
You know what? And we've got to run here because we've run out of time, but that is exactly right. You know, that you try to do something and you get hit with a lawsuit. That's why we have to keep their stuff for like 30 days that we pick up. Because
well, he was talking about the employee regulations in California compared to other states, as far as labor laws and stuff. Oh. So this place is out of control.
Really?
Yes.
You know what, Chris? And here's the thing is, we know that. We know that. And it's kind of like the old frog in the hot water, right?
You
know,
yeah, boil a frog. You just turn it
yeah.
on.
And so but you get people who come in from Texas and look at this. They're going, how in the hell do you people make money?
Exactly right.
Yeah. Hey, we got to run. We've run out of time. Thanks.
All right. Have a good day, Carl.
Yeah, Chris, thanks so much for the phone call. Okay, we'll be right back after the news.
KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. They ranged in age from 20 to 65. All 10 of the victims of the mass shooting at a Colorado supermarket have now been identified. Colorado Governor Jared Polis.
I'm standing here not just as governor, but as someone who has called this community my home for most of my life and who's shopped at that King Supers in Table Mesa many times across my life. And, you know, my heart aches today.
The suspect shot and wounded, hospitalized in stable condition.
This suspect has been identified as Ahmad Alyssa, 21 of Arvada. He has been charged with 10 counts of murder in the first degree.
And will soon be taken to the Boulder County Jail, according to Boulder Police Chief Maris Herold. Right now, authorities say there is no motive for the deadly attack. One resident died when an early morning fire ripped through a nursing home in suburban New York City. Rockland County, New York Fire Coordinator Chris Kerr says it appears all of the other residents of the home in Spring Valley are safe and accounted for.
We've been working with EMS and the Spring Valley PD and the owners of the facility to make sure each and every person is accounted for. So we believe they are, but again, we're double-checking, we're triple-checking to make sure.
At this point, the cause of the fire at the Evergreen Court Home for Adults is not known. Two firefighters were injured, one treated and released from the hospital, the other being held for observation. The White House pushing back against a New York Times story about the Biden administration's latest spending plans, reportedly $3 trillion for infrastructure, among other things. Airlines and other tourism-related businesses pressing the White House for a plan to boost international travel and eliminate restrictions imposed early on in the coronavirus pandemic. Watching Wall Street stocks in the red, the Dow is down 80 points, the NASDAQ off 10, the S&P trading 2 points lower. More on these stories at townhall.com.
When was the last time you watched your home movies? Do you have a VCR anymore? What about a film projector? With technology constantly changing, most families don't have a way to enjoy their recorded memories, trapped on VHS, camcorder tapes, film reels, and photos. That's why we created Legacy Box over a decade ago. Legacy Box is an affordable mailed-in kit to have your aging media digitized to DVD, thumb drive, or the cloud. Our trained technicians digitize everything by hand right here in the U.S. Imagine being able to easily relive weddings, graduations, baby's first steps, and more. Get started future-proofing your memories today so you can gather the whole family together and begin the trip down memory lane. Plus, for a limited time, we're offering 40% off. Visit legacybox.com/lbox to get an exclusive 40% off. Buy today to take advantage of this incredible offer and send in when you're ready. Go to legacybox.com/lbox to save 40% off. LegacyBox.com/LBOX.
Germany extending its COVID lockdown by another month and is imposing several new restrictions, including largely shutting down public life over Easter in a bid to drive down the infection rate.
Until recently, there were hopes here that the lockdown would soon start to ease. But instead, after more than 11 hours of fractious negotiations with regional leaders, Angela Merkel's government has agreed the toughest restrictions Germany has seen so far in the pandemic. The current lockdown measures will be extended until April the 18th, and regions with higher infection rates will have stricter measures, such as a curfew. Over Easter, the country will shut down completely. For most of that time, even food shops will be closed.
The BBC's Damien McGuinness. Heavy rainfall forecast to ease across Australia's east coast, but floodwaters will persist for days across New South Wales state, where 15,000 people await potential evacuation orders. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Iran making threats against a Washington, D.C. Army post and against the Army's vice chief of staff.
That's according to two senior U.S. intelligence officials who weren't authorized to publicly discuss national security matters and spoke on condition of anonymity. The threats are one reason the Army has pushed for more security around Fort McNair, which sits alongside Washington's bustling waterfront district. City leaders are fighting the Army's plan to add a wide buffer zone from the shore of the Washington Channel. That plan would cut off access to as much as half the width of the busy waterway. Keith Peters, Washington.
Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell says the economy's recovery from the coronavirus pandemic has progressed more quickly than expected. But still, he says the central bank does not intend to let up in its support efforts for the U.S. economy. All of this in testimony that's been prepared for a congressional oversight hearing. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. It's Tuesday. Linda's on assignment today, 8:05 in the morning. News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, community, courage. All of this is at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts there. The 23rd of March, phone line 0605-4567. We are streaming live at KCNR1460.com, and you can get into our chat room there also right there. And we've got a lot of people in the chat room right now. Ashley's got the weather.
Yeah, we're looking at about 48 degrees out at the airport right now, but mostly clear skies this morning. That's partially due to a wind advisory that is in place until 8 p.m. tonight, so we will have gusts up to 40 miles per hour with a fairly steady north wind at 15 to 20 miles per hour. And that'll increase in the afternoon, but that's keeping our overnight lows a little warmer today. We're looking at a high of 67 degrees with a low tonight around 43, up to 73 with just a few clouds in the sky. Wednesday and Thursday we'll have those, we call them Toy Story clouds. And then Friday things will clear up into Saturday with highs reaching 80 by the weekend.
Wow.
Yeah.
Opening day of turkey
spring
season.
Spring has sprung.
Yeah, opening day of turkey season this weekend. Some people are going to be up in Northern California shooting squeaks with non-lead ammunition, which is, you can't use any type of lead ammunition on mammals or birds. It's all got to be steel or something else. So, the question that went to the game department was, but there's no ammo. What do you do? And their answer was, essentially, well, that's just too bad, you know, because all the ammo's gone. Even 17 caliber is gone. You know, dove load's gone. You know, all of the, everything's gone. Everything's gone out there. You have to have, it's almost like a drug deal. You need a pusher. An ammo pusher that you call. Then you make, you know, you meet in the middle of the night and he opens his trunk up. What do you got? I got some 9mm. Oh, I'll take it. How about 45? Got, he says, sorry, no 45. 38? I got 38, but I've only got one box. I'll take it. Got any 17 caliber for shooting Belgian ground squirrels? Whoa, that's, you know, yeah, you know, the alfalfa fields are coming up now and that's just hard to get. And if you have it, I have to charge you $100 a box. Things like that. Okay. Hey, the weather report is brought to you by, I may exaggerate a little bit. The weather report's brought to you, though, I'm not exaggerating about this, Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas Propane is just a wonderful business. They've been in doing this for several decades, and Chuck and Judy Kinney have built this business. They believe in our community. They support our community. They've won awards. They've won a state-level award for hiring veterans. And it comes down to customer service. They pride themselves on customer service. All the propane's about the same, so it comes down to customer service. And they are just outstanding in that. They give discounts to both seniors and veterans. Give them a call at 365-3793. Okay. Let me start off with our Washington Post story. And by the way, I really appreciate our chat room. It seems like there was a reporter from the Washington Post, The Nation, reporter, and Biden's publicity crew was saying this is the most diverse cabinet in history, And a Washington Post reporter drew liberal criticism Monday when she called out President Biden for having no Asian Americans on the executive level cabinet series as secretaries. The all 15 of his executive level cabinet picks have been done. And she said, and her name is Sung Min Kim, none of the 15 are Asian American. Well, at that point, they jumped on her. Her fellow liberals. They're saying that Trade Representative Catherine Tai fit the bill, but that office is not an executive department. And so she answered that by those asking, the Office of Trade Rep is not classified as part of the 15 executive departments. And then they got, when she said that, they jumped on her last month. When she showed Senator Lisa Murkowski from Alaska a tweet attacking her by Biden's budget director nominee, Neera Tanden, accusing her of sabotaging the nomination. And then people came out and were saying things to her about that. The fact that the OMB, the position which she was nominated for, is not one of the 15 cabinet executive departments. And then she said, you call yourself a writer and editor. This is the Sung Min Kim, and former reporter in your profile. So I assume you appreciate facts. And the fact is that the OMB, the position she was nominated for, is not one of the 15 executive departments. So did you know what the 15 executive departments are?
No.
Okay, you ready, everybody out there? Get out your pen and paper. Secretaries of Agriculture, Commerce, Defense, Education. Education was started, by Carter. Energy, Health and Human Services, Homeland Security, Housing and Urban Development, Interior, Labor, State, Transportation, Treasury, and Veterans Affairs, as well as the Attorney General. There they are. Those are all cabinet picks. They have to go through the Senate. The electric, we talked about having electric cars, and they want to do all of the investments in the electric cars and to charging stations. How many electric cars are in the nation right now, would you say?
On the roads.
About 1.6 million.
Wow.
And there is enough electricity and charging stations and everything that there's no problem with it until 2028, then it could start having a problem. The 88 kilowatt battery that can carry a rear drive Ford Mustang Mach-E 300 miles could power a modest house for 3 to 5 days, depending on the time of the year and variable. So that one charge for that Ford Mustang could take it. A single commercial DC fast charger, the kind that uses 400, 800 volts and can charge a vehicle 20 to 40 minutes, can draw as much power as 50 homes. So we're saving energy here, right? But they're saying as long as you charge them at night, okay, if you're using an electric car around town and like that, as long as you charge them at night, It doesn't put a big drag on the system. But the more and more of these cars that come in by 2028, there's got to be a massive construction put in so that people can charge their cars on the road. Because it's one thing to drive them around town and bring them home every night, but what happens to when they start insisting that you use your car, that you have these cars, so you're taking trips in them. So you go from, you do your 300 miles from here to, let's just say you go through Reno and back. That's almost 180 miles to Reno. So you want to charge your car. So you need to get a charging station. And if there's more and more, instead of having 1.6 million cars, what if you have, when you get up to that 10 million cars, it's not going to be enough. And the government is pushing right now for people to buy electric cars. That's why they're giving all the rebates. REU has lots of information if you want to buy an electric car and a charger. about rebates you can get. The transition to electric vehicles will take place over many years, probably. Through 2028, the overall power system for generating through transmission looks healthy to about 24 million EVs, electric vehicles. Are you worried about this? I'm a little concerned about this.
A fair amount of government-run locations are starting to have, as they're trying to make it a draw to go to national parks and those kind of places by having charging stations at, like, trailheads for hikes, as I understand it. So the government-run buildings, at least, are having a lot of these. They're building the infrastructure in place to charge and get people going to public lands and that kind of thing. They're trying, as far as I understand it, they're working with especially the national park system to make sure electric vehicles are taken care of in those locations. So anything that's government run, they're at least supporting it underneath.
Yeah, I can see that. And here, the other thing is that if you go, I don't know if you know where Harris Ranch is. You know, it's kind of a stopping place between Sacramento or here and L.A. I mean, if you're not driving all the way through. Nice little place, nice hotel, across the road from the feedlots. And when the weather's right and the wind's right, you know immediately how many cattle are in that feedlot. they've got like four chargers there. And so what you're going to be seeing, I would imagine, over the next decade, that they're going to probably have 20 chargers there. If they, you know, to looking at a percentage of people charging their cars there. Now, you can charge it at your home at night, off peak hours, and it's not going to cost you that much. But I can't help but imagine if you're on the road and you pull in someplace and it takes, you know, you got a fast charger that takes the power of like 50 homes, and you're going to be there 40 minutes to power the car. As of right now, I mean, the technology is going to leap forward. But not only, you know, and you've got 10 cars in there charging, that's 500 homes worth of electricity going into your car. 500 homes in 10 power stations. I mean, when you think about that, I mean, that's a tremendous amount of power that's being used. And it's got to be generated. Can it be generated off the all the wind projects we have or the solar right now? Probably out at Harris Ranch, they could probably put 100 solar panels in there, and it's flat and it's sunny, could generate power going into batteries so that you could use it that way. But still, we're at that point where you need to, you know, we have to start thinking about that because they're going to make it illegal after a certain time to even be selling, internal combustion engines. We've got to take a quick break. And this portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over at Estate Granite. Estate Granite, a veteran-owned business that does he does customizing for homes, whether it's your kitchen, your bathroom, or other places in your home. Mike Huber does just a great job. Mike's been doing this for over 16 years. He works by appointment only. You get Mike when, you know, he'll come out there, he'll look, he'll talk to you, he'll give you a free consultation. Like I said, he works by appointment only, so you give him a call at 241-STONE, that's STONE, or you learn more at estategranite.com, but you won't be sorry. He redid our kitchen several years ago, and it's just absolutely beautiful. Estate Granite, we'll be right back.
Life is too short to be uninformed.
The Armstrong and Getty Show, 9 to noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere Ag and Turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
Zip on over to Drip, now open at 2766 Falls Ferry Road in Anderson, next to Anytime Fitness. Drip features healthy and delicious drinks and shakes. Drip offers energy teas packed with antioxidants, delicious full meal replacement shakes, coffee loaded with protein, power oats, energy drinks, and so much more. Drip is open Monday through Friday from 7 to 7 and weekends 8 to 4. Stop by today, 2766 Falls Ferry Road in Anderson. Zip on over to Drip.
A building that's meant to last is not built overnight. And for centuries, the cornerstone has been crucial to guide each brick and wall that comes after. A strong community relies on many cornerstones. So at Cornerstone Community Bank, we've taken our name to heart. Whether it's your business or your family, we'll provide the financial cornerstone that you need to build on. We're local. We're community. We're your cornerstone. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
I'm Lee Hull.
And I'm Lee Esses.
And we co-host Writing Room.
It's a 10-minute podcast in which we, an author,
and her editor,
cover lessons we've learned about the writing process.
Writing Roots is available on iTunes, Spotify, and anywhere you find your podcasts. And don't forget to always
write selfishly.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at KCNR1460.com.
Immigration song. You gotta love it. Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here with Carl Dubois. KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Phone lines here 605-4567. It's open line. Just feel free to give us a call. Give my throat a rest here. 605-4567. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Cypress Square Barbershop. No place else I've gotten my hair cut in 14 years, so I can safely say it's the best place I've ever had my hair cut. In Reading. They work on appointments. You can give them a call at 244-9478. I've got to set up another appointment here. Perfectly safe there with drapes and they change all their stuff and sanitize in between and sweep up all the hair. You could probably eat your lunch off the floor there. Man's Last Stronghold. If you go in and take a look at the jackalope and other things that are on the walls, you're not going to get Dr. Phil on the TV set in there. It's usually hockey games or stuff like this. Cypress Square Barbershop. This is kind of worrisome to me. A dramatic increase in failing grades that local high school students received last year is providing the first hard evidence of how the pandemic has disrupted learning. And where's this at? It's right here in River City, my friends. The Record Searchlight. And this is a good story. They've got, you probably don't know, but they got they have a reporter that just does education things. It's part of a grant that they applied for and got. They pay half the salary of the people that provide the reporters, pay the other half. But it's looks like it's a good investment by the Record Searchlight. And I'm going to talk about the Record Searchlight in just a minute after this, but Record Searchlight reviewed the grades of high school students in freshman and junior years in junior year at Anderson Union High School District and Shasta Union High School District for the fall semesters of 2019 and 2020. The data shows an overall 72% increase in Fs for freshmen and juniors at Anderson Union and West Valley High School. Includes grades from all the schools in the district with the exception of Oakview High School and Anderson Adult School. Though not as high as the Shasta School District, the number of declining grades among students at Enterprise, Foothill, and Shasta Union High Schools grew, but showed more variance depending on the school. And they reviewed the combined numbers of FDs and incomplete assignments turned in by students this year as opposed to last year. The data didn't include the several school, an independent study model, Pioneer High School, which is a continuation school, or UPREP. It'd be interesting to see what UPREP scores are. The data is a one-time measurement and does not measure the long-term effects on education. Still, it's a clear indicator of how the disruption in education as a result of the pandemic has affected student performance. Well, surprise, 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 as Gomer used to say, surprise, surprise, surprise. This is something everybody was talking about and has been talking about for a year. Mm-hmm. This has had a, it's not just the grades. It's the kids that are, you know, weren't socializing in high school, that were not in grade school, in elementary school. I don't even know what it would be in elementary school. On the number of Fs that have exploded. Teachers were not trained on how to do distance teaching, and it probably took months before they got into their stride. The other thing, too, is that if you've got kids at home, that means somebody has to be at home with them if they're younger ones. The other ones are, you know, assignments not done. They have, it's no surprise that the locking the kids out of school during this COVID has had a dramatic increase on what's happening with the schools and the grades and the continuing education for people. Colleges, Simpson University was open for a long, you know, for as long as they could, and then after Thanksgiving, they just went to distance learning, so kids that traveled home or the students that traveled home wouldn't have to fight the chances of not being able to make it back. So we've got, this is just probably more of proof of the concept that keeping our kids at home is not doing them any good. There's, 72% increase.
There's also so much that I learned in school that could not be learned at home. Stuff like I was a band geek. Having that environment, that group to play in and learn to work together in doesn't exist at home. You can't do a Zoom band class.
Yeah.
Stuff like that or sports and similar, even the group projects. Learning to work as a group project is incredibly important, but you can't do that. You can't make sure all of the quiet kids are included if everyone's working from home.
Yeah, and you know, not only that, when we start talking sports, but finally we've opened up high school football again. I had the first game last Friday. Hopefully that's going to continue, but then again, the only people that are allowed to go see it, I don't think that the students are allowed to go see it. I think it's parents, and they. But at least the kids are able to participate in it. We've got to get the kids back in band. We've got to get the kids back into choral societies. We've got to get them back into the theater productions. We have to get them back in school. And it's ridiculous to continue to do this. I hope that the Shasta County Board of Supervisors addresses this today and says that we're going to open our schools. Now, you've got to fight against the you know, the teachers union on this, but I don't know what our teacher union is. Are they propagating the let's keep them home type thing? I know the LA teacher union is, but they finally said that, okay, we can start going back partially in class, you know, one day a week or something. I'm at this point where the vaccine is going out. Our numbers for an update for March 22nd as of yesterday for COVID, we had 33 cases Friday and Saturday, 16 men, 16 women, and one person of unknown gender. I wonder if that's because they don't ask and they just kind of like write something down.
I don't know.
I have no. Anyway, three children under the age of 13. Most of the people that had it are in their 20s to their 40s. the most people in this group. We've got five people in their 60s showed up with it, but a total of 33. We've got seven in the hospital, but it doesn't say anything about the ICU on this. Oh, I'm sorry. One person in the ICU, so I was wrong. I said there was no people in the ICU. There is one on this latest update. Okay. This is just another thing, though, that and this, it's not just the schools at 72%. That should worry and bother everybody, whether you have kids in school or not. That this impact it's had, you know, of keeping these kids out of school. The other point on that is the other unknown or the collateral damage we're getting is domestic violence, drug abuse. Watch this year and just see what the suicide rate is going to be. All of this for being shut down in a time where they're doing hundreds of thousands of vaccinations for people that want vaccinations. The people that have had it
and
don't even know it, they're walking around with antibodies out there. Nobody has
there are a lot
ever.
Of those.
Yeah, I mean, you work in the blood source. Mm-hmm. I bet, you know what, if you could find out something like that, how many people come in and give blood, how many of them have antibodies? If you could just get a percentage on that, that would be very, very interesting.
I'll see what I can get. Having the vaccine, there's a different signature in your blood for that.
Right.
But that will also change the amount of antibodies and that kind
of
stuff you have.
Course.
That's the point of the vaccine.
Yeah, but if you go back, say, 2 months before everybody started the vaccine, I know they
keep
records.
I'll see if I can ask,
And just say, it's not going against HIPAA. It's just saying how many of the people that that come here to give blood that you've tested, what's the percentage that have antibodies?
Yes, I'll see if Joe has that information.
And we'll see if, and hopefully this week we'll be able to find that out. Or maybe if you want me to, I can give them a call. It should be easy for somebody to look back and look at that data. It's all probably in a computer someplace. Okay, got to take a break. 8:31 in the morning here on the 23rd. It's 46 degrees out there. This portion of the show is brought to you by friends over at Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms, been in business about as long as we have, about 11 years here. He's our firearms dealer of choice because John Bastiani prides himself on customer service, having the right accessories for all your shooting. He gets in ammo and guns on a regular basis. So you've got to, call and let him know you're coming down so he's in there and so that you can come in and take a look at the selection they have. Or if you need time to get, or if you need your gun worked on before the hunting season starts, this is a good time to do it. And John is just a virtual master when it comes to gunsmithing. That's Bastiani Arms, located at 2539 Larkspur, right here in Reading. Their phone number is 222-8222. 8:32 in the morning. We'll be right back.
Tired of listening to people who are angry all the time?
Try listening to Armstrong and Getty from 9 to noon right after Free Fire Radio.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at KCNR1460.com. Don't miss This Morning with Gordon Deal, followed by the Sue McClain News Hour, Free Fire Radio, and Armstrong and Getty on KCNR.
Your friendly oil change. Premier in all we do.
The seasons are changing. Keeping your family healthy is important. So is the health of your car. The longevity of your vehicle depends on you to make sure your oil, radiator, coolant, windshield wipers, and other vital systems have all been taken care of so your car can bring your healthy family through the seasons.
Drive into Premier Oil Change today and experience the friendly oil change. Premier doesn't require an appointment, and you don't drop your car off or wait. Premier changes your fluids while you stay in the comfort and safety of your own car. Enjoy a free beverage and free Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. Earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Home of the friendly oil change.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Hey guys, I'm Bob the Drop. Welcome to my podcast. Do you like water? If you do, you're going to love me. I'm pure and simple. I'm talking refreshing. Yeah. Spent 500 years in a glacier. The boy was that cold. I never was and never will be tap water. Nope. Bottled at the source, the base of Mount Shasta. Yep, pure and simple. Naturally the best. You can try me by calling 1-800-922-6227. Mount Shasta Spring Water.
Hi, I'm Sue Blake with Powerhouse Solar. Solar energy not only makes financial sense, but right now you can go solar for zero money down. And you may qualify to get the 26% federal tax credit. At Powerhouse Solar, we are an elite dealer for SunPower, and we install the most cost-effective and highest efficiency panels. A lot of people don't realize they have options now. You can get the SunPower SunVault battery and solar with financing. So keeping the lights on when the grid goes down is easier than ever. And the entire system is backed by their 25-year warranty. Powerhouse Solar can design a system for your specific needs. Call Powerhouse Solar today at 275-5600 or visit us on the web at powerhousesolar.com. Again, call Powerhouse Solar at 275-5600 or visit us online at powerhousesolar.com.
Free Fire Radio. It's a target-rich environment.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl Unland the Bot. It is 8:36 here on the 23rd of March, 605-4567 is our phone number. This portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. Locally owned, locally operated, local board of directors, they have your best interest in mind. They are constantly showing people how they can move their dreams forward. And through help of Cornerstone Community Bank. Two locations right here in town at 1845 California Street and one at 192 Hartnell Avenue in the old Cobblestone Shopping Center. That's their main branch. And then they have another branch down in Red Bluff at 500 Riverside Way. Cornerstone Community Bank. Learn more at bankcornerstone.com. Let's talk about the border. How could I go through a day without talking about the border? They were finally forced. The Biden administration finally forced. Even the mainstream media was going in after them and said, you know what, you're not letting journalists down here on the border, then you better start doing some things. Well, it shows they released photos that show crowded quarters, including children sleeping shoulder to shoulder on mats on the floor with aluminum blankets, you know, the survival blankets. And on benches. Another photo shows dozens of children in transparent pens similar to a cage. the Border Patrol and the White House have been pushed by the press, and that the fact that the media has not even been given access to the facilities, there's a gag order on all of the Border Patrol people saying you will not talk to the press. This is from the Biden administration, who said they're going to be the most transparent in history. Tell me it ain't true, Joe, that Say it ain't so.
The administration that hasn't even had a press conference yet?
2 days. In 2 days. The longest anybody's ever gone without a press conference.
Is going to be the most transparent in history.
Yeah, and don't be talking to those reporters, those pesky reporters out there, Border Patrol. Now, people are saying, well, it's not that bad. You know, that, oh, there's not that really a change. Well, let's just talk about that in the Southwest. How bad is it there? And this comes from the U.S. Customs and Border Protection. And it looks like the Southwest border, unaccompanied alien children, 0 to 17, has only gone up 92% from last year.
Yeah.
And through February, it's only 92%. So a couple of places are at 166%, like at Big Bend in Texas, and Del Rio is 141%. Everything's gone up. Everything's gone up. Now, when you talk about Southwest Border Family Unit encounters, it's only gone up 5%. And even though there's a lot of people coming across, it's only gone up 5%. In a couple of places, like in El Centro and El Paso, it's actually dropped, but there's still a lot of people coming across. Now, when you go to single adult encounters, the difference from last year in this time to now is 188%. I mean, in El Paso, from February 21st, or fiscal year 21st, into February, 41,000 Southwest border single adult counters. One person, single adult, 41,000, up 231%. In Del Rio, it's up 339%. In Big Bend, it's up 316%. For a total of 100, when you look at the total, going from 108,000 in 20 to now, 313,188%. San Diego's only up 138%. So that's what brought it down. Unaccompanied alien children encounters by country. Guatemala has sent, and there's 10,000 from Guatemala. There's 14,000 families encounters. This is the most, and this is the difference. 14,000 from Honduras, as opposed to 10,000 in last year. Single adult encounters, fiscal year 20, from Guatemala, there's 27,000, almost 28,000, and now it's 46,000. Mexico. Last year, fiscal year 20, it was 228,000, but it was only 188,000 so far this year. Now, wait a minute. That's all of fiscal year 20, and now we're talking to February. Through February, 187,000. They're on, if that is what you can expect the rest of the year, it's going to be over a million. It'll be close to a million.
Yeah.
This is the border situation that is not a crisis, my friends. This is not a crisis, according to the White House. Now, anybody else, if this was Mr. Trump, this would be a crisis. And they released pictures of those kids like that. They released pictures of some kids in cages. Of course, that was during the Obama administration, but they're keeping kids in cages. They would impeach him again. You know, this is a good reason for impeachment. You know, we don't like him, and this just gives us something else. We can impeach him. We can impeach him every other month if we want to because we got the power. And it goes to the Senate, and it never passes because you need 60 senators. Now, of course, that can lead into the filibuster thing that says do away with the filibuster, but I think it's somewhere in the Constitution you have to have 60 people. You have to have 60 votes or two-thirds of the Senate voting to impeach somebody. They make it hard for a reason. President Johnson back in the 1860s after President Lincoln was assassinated, they got within one vote, but they couldn't make it. So 1 million by summer, Carl. Yeah, it's what it kind of looks like. It could be like that coming across. That's just from Mexico. Okay, 8:43 in the morning. We're going to take a quick break, and we're going to be right back.
Never too late to achieve your dream, to turn a skill into a career. At Shasta College, we have late start classes right now, and online classes where the commute from the couch to the class has never been easier. We're also offering 8-week compressed classes, same units, half the time. Now is the right time to upskill or reskill for high-demand jobs employers are hiring for. Find out more. Visit ShastaCollege.edu today.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of the Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
Creekside Pub & Grill is a fast and friendly casual eatery, open daily from 6 a.m. to 4 a.m. No matter what time of day or whether you're looking for breakfast, lunch, or dinner, you'll find a tempting selection of food and beverages at Creekside Pub & Grill inside Wind River Resort & Casino. Don't forget to stop by the coffee bar for your favorite coffee specialties and infused energy drinks. Skip the line. Order your favorite eats and treats online at windriver.com and receive 10% off. Download the Wind River app.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Good morning, Reading. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on The Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Got something stuck in your craw? Give us a call, 605-4567.
Talked about God's grace and all the hell we raised. Then I heard the old man say, God is great, beer is good, and people are crazy.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning, everybody. It is our last segment, 8:48 in the morning here on the 23rd of March, 46 degrees out there. It's going to be a beautiful day. Tomorrow, Shasta County Veterans Service Office is with us, along with another couple of surprises. Thursday, Mayor Aaron Reznor is going to join us at 8 o'clock. And on Friday, we have, One Safe Place, but we've also got, our guest is Baron Browning from Anderson, and will be with us. A lot of things happening, down in Anderson. We want to talk about a few of them. if you are a Houston Texan fan, you may want to hedge your bets this year. 14 women are now suing Deshaun Watson, the quarterback of the Houston Texans, alleging sexual misconduct. He has broadly denied wrongdoing in a statement. His attorney says that the women's claims are meritless and indicated they would respond to the lawsuits in greater depth at a point this week. He also said that the lawyer is just looking for a big payout. But the NFL nor the team has been said anything. He's not been charged with a crime. Imagine that. They didn't kick him out just because somebody alleged it. The league confirmed last week that it is investigating the matter under the personal conduct. 14 cases. Now, what's going on with Governor Cuomo? Governor Cuomo has, I think, 8 women have alleged sexual misconduct with him. Though I would really like to see what's happening with what he's done with the nursing homes and the assisted living facilities and the putting COVID patients in there and what was happening to the people. What's happened? How come that's died out? Is it what's happening at the border? What's happening in, we've had 2 shootings. Is that in it? Or is it something else? Are they actually going to push through for this? It's going to be interesting to see what happens with Governor Cuomo. They did mention that he was flirting with one of the reporters, called her honey. What can you say? It's Governor Cuomo. And, they don't have enough problems there without him. The Derek Chauvin case trial, the one for the that had to do with George Floyd, one more juror needed before they can do opening statements. It's in Minneapolis. They need one more to fill out a panel that will decide the fate of Derek Chauvin, the police officer, former Minneapolis police officer, found himself at the center of everything after he was charged with in the death of George Floyd. 14 of the 15 jurors have been chosen. Now, the other 3 are, the standbys.
Sorry, wasn't the cause of death fentanyl overdose?
You know what?
Did he sell him the fentanyl?
I don't think so. He's charged with second-degree murder, third-degree murder, and second-degree manslaughter. I'm not how can you do all of those? How can it be second-degree, third-degree, and second-degree manslaughter? I'm sure that I'm sure there must be reasons you can do this. I thought that if you charge him with third-degree murder or second-degree murder, unless they're trying to get that they want to get him on one of these, so maybe that's it. They charge him with all these different things. It's going to be interesting. Now, you know what? I've seen that, too, that he had drugs in the system, but it's not mentioned, of course, in this article. The hard part, I would imagine, is the picking of the jurors. How can you say, how many jurors can say, well, I didn't know anything about that? I mean, that's right there is a lie, probably. But can you listen to the evidence and give, a unbiased deliberation and listening to it?
Let's get a bunch of black law enforcement on the jury. And then they'll be both black and blue, and they can be unbiased that way.
Well, they said they all were asked about Black Lives Matter and Blue Lives Matter movements. They offered a variety of opinions, from offering strong support to saying both movements have become marketing schemes for politicians and businesses. Says that he hasn't thought once that Black Lives Matter hasn't always taken the best actions, though, but I do believe that Black Lives Matter. Well, Black Lives do matter. So do all lives, as we can go into the what happened in Atlanta. You say the Asian lives matter. I understand the, Black Lives Matter. I understand the background on it. And I understand that, you look at percentages and all this, but then you look at other things that happen, but what it does is it gives many people that feeling that, oh, only Black Lives Matter. Well, that's not, according to two ladies that were here that had organized that the Black Lives Matter protest, sitting right here in our studio, said, and it's not just that. No, no, of course not. All lives matter, but this is to bring attention to what's happening in the communities. But my question is this. Why aren't we seeing all of the publicity, all of the celebrities, all of this, taking a look at what's happening in our inner cities of the thousands of blacks and people of color that are killed in the inner cities, not by police, but by other people of color in these cities? What is being done in Chicago, for instance, in the south side of Chicago, to rebuild the school so that they've actually got things to do after school programs, before school programs? How about jobs? How about any of these things? People have no hope, it appears. And yet we are still, we're coming out here and we're, and there are protests in Beverly Hills. I don't think Beverly Hills has the same problems that Baltimore, Chicago, you know, the inner cities have, as, you know, and yet, well, this is to raise consciousness of it. Okay. But I think everybody pretty much knows that you got a better chance of being shot and killed in Chicago than you have of doing, of going out on a patrol, a combat patrol, even when things were hot in Iraq, in Fallujah and Ramadi. You had a much better chance of being shot in Baltimore and Chicago and other places if you were an 18 to 24-year-old male. The odds were that you would be more dangerous walking down the streets of Chicago than it was walking down the streets of Ramadi during the height of the unrest there when we were there. So it's a type of thing that I don't understand. Why? Where is the focus? I don't think you're ever going to see it, frankly. What's Joe Biden's plan for that? What's Joe Biden's plan for getting into these inner cities where all of these, you know, where so many people are shot, where people live in fear of walking down the street or sitting out on their steps in the evenings that there aren't going to be shots fired? Or, you know, how many times do you have to read about a 3-year-old or a 4-year-old being shot in Chicago or Baltimore or Philadelphia or Dallas because of wanton shooting, because there's just crime that is astronomical there, that you can't, you know, you can't be sure that when you walk to school in the morning that your kid's going to be able to make it? Where is the emphasis, Mr. Biden? Or Black Lives Matter, or any of these. Where's the emphasis on doing something about that? I think a lot of people wonder about that. Some people are feeling that Cuomo has only 4 more days of survival and he will have ridden out the treacherous 2 weeks. Well, maybe that's it. That, you know, it's in the news for 2 weeks, and if he can get past that, they're going to do it. I would suppose that this will also go away. You know, I talked to an Asian lady that she was very, very worried about after what had happened there about, you know, the deaths of the Korean women in Atlanta for that shooting. And she said, you know, it's going to take me a couple of weeks, you know, before I can really, you know, talk about this. This is really affecting me. And maybe I was cruel, but I, you know, and I try not to be cruel, but said, in 2 weeks, this is not going to be a news item. It's just not. It's gone. The Asian, the Atlanta shootings have now been overtaken by the Boulder shootings. It's going to be interesting. This could be a hot summer. This could be a tough summer around our country for these. The idea that we've had 2 mass shootings like this, somebody said there's been 4. And since the beginning of the year, I'm not sure who the other 2 are, but I bet if I go back, because this is just one of those things that it's a week, 4 days, 10 days, the Atlanta shootings would have gone on longer, but then now you've got the Colorado shooters. And we know what his name is, but I'm not going to give it. And people will probably draw conclusions on just on the name, but he was 21 years old. So this is, again, this will come out in the next probably week about what brought this on. And I will say this about Joe Biden, and I think it's just he gives the right answer on this when he says, I have no, you know, our hearts go out to these people, but I'm not going to make any comments until the investigation's done. Wow. Wow.
What? Imagine gathering that. The facts imagine, before making a conclusion?
Yeah, imagine that. Well, Mr. Biden, I thoroughly agree with you on that one. Everybody have a great day. And it's going to be beautiful. The weather's going to be great out there. If you see trash on the road as you're walking by, hey, you know, if you got trash on the street, just pick it up. I do. I just saw some stuff. And people, we know how far it is from Taco Bell to our studios. How far is it? It's a medium drink and a burrito because they leave it in our bushes, in our bush right here. Anyway, have a great day. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
Keep this world from dragging me down.